Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hell yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. With you here on a Tuesday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Free Willy?
No, that's
or I'm thinking of something different.
No, that's a different song.
I'm thinking of something different. Yeah. Okay. Right around that era, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But no, that's not the Free Willy. I can't think of the Free Willy song right now. But you're Michael did make a Free Willy song.
He did, yeah. He was on the Free Willy soundtrack. Like when the kid was standing on the thing and the whale jumped over him and he touched him, like gave him a high five.
Yeah.
The Michael Jackson song was playing.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
This was black. What else was this? No, remember time one on this one.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's all right around.
Oh
the
man,
same.
This is so crazy.
I remember that song for a lot of different.
Wouldn't
reasons.
The faces change from black and white and all that stuff? That's what it was. Right.
But I remember that song was playing. I was at a summer camp. I don't know how old I was. I was probably 8, 9, whatever when that came out. I was the only white kid at the summer camp.
Right.
And that song played, and one of the counselors was singing along to it. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white. She goes, "Yes, it does."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all
right. I'm not here. I'm not here." Yeah, man.
I was like, "Mom, what does that mean?" We had our first conversation about race that day.
That's okay.
That was good.
At least you got it out the way.
Yeah. Well, at first and last.
Yeah, at least you got it out the way. It progressed through all of that. But yeah, that was Mike. Michael was, like, that was his, no, did he have, I always get the Michael Jackson album confused all the time. Because it was black and white. There was another joint on there. Was it Heal the World?
Is Man in the Mirror before that?
I think Man in the Mirror is before that.
Before that? Okay. Yeah. I don't know, but it's all kind of right.
It's all right around
this
there.
This is like, you know, this is like late, you know.
Yeah, this is
still
this
king
is,
of pop, but everybody was starting to be like,
What was the Egypt video?
That was, the one with Iman and Eddie Murphy in it. Remember a Time,
that
yeah.
That was that album, right?
Okay, yeah, that's okay. With Iman and Eddie Murphy in it, right?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I remember that one. Did like a spin move and turned into sand.
Yeah, it was all, Mike has some bad-ass video. I don't know who had better videos, him or Janet.
Oh man,
Janet has some fire.
I think Janet.
Janet has some fire.
Accomplished a different goal.
I mean, I mean.
And then they had the one together
with the space and the black suits and all that stuff.
Black shiny
that was Scream,
suits.
Right?
That was Scream. Yeah,
that was crazy because they both are such great dancers and they were going for it.
Man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, the Jacksons. I think that's the part of Indiana they were talking about. Gary, where they from?
Yeah,
they were talking about this. Nap time. They were talking about Gary, Indiana.
That's the get stabbed.
Yeah, that's get your ass, get everything messed up in Gary, Indiana. I ain't never been there, never wanted to go there. I know folks scared
drove
of Gary.
Drove through.
You drove through Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, when we drove from Detroit to Chicago. Well, you kind of go through Gary.
I just
on the
okay
way.
For whatever reason when you just said y'all drove through that, I just had the ultimate National Lampoon's vacation right there when they drove through St. Louis.
Yeah.
When you just said that, you driving through. Yeah. I just had that same feeling where Clark Griswold is driving through East St. Louis.
I'm good in Gary, Indiana, Randy.
Hey, Holmes.
I checked in. I called and checked in.
Y'all checked in.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, you know how that is. Yeah. I hope not, because Joe did.
That's a different Joe Jackson.
Oh, it's a different one? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think Randy's still around. I don't know Randy around. I know Jermaine's still.
Joe Jackson's a common name in Gary, Indiana.
It is. Oh, no. I'm Joe Jackson.
Yeah, it's a different one. He's younger. He's younger, but he's in charge there.
I'm Joe Jackson.
Yeah, so I called, checked in with him. He said, come on. Drive on through. Yeah, head on through to Chicago.
Ultimate thing I thought about, man. I was like, yeah, National Lampoon's, you riding through, asking for directions, and then you leave missing hubcaps.
Again, you know, one of the things that cell phones rob us of is having to ask people for directions in bad neighborhoods.
Yes.
You know what? You just punch it into Google and you never interact with
anybody. My son asked me this question a couple days ago. Like, I think his mom was doing something, like booking a trip or something, which she always does. And he's like, Dad, how did y'all book travel without internet back in the day. I was like, ain't that damn old? But I thought about it. I was like, well, I ain't never booked a flight before the internet.
Right.
I ain't no money to go no damn way.
Yeah, the internet was pretty popular by the time you were booking
flights. Yeah, yeah. By then, I mean, you had to, you had to deal with that.
But I genuinely have no idea.
I have no idea.
Like, if you wanted to book you guys are going on a cool trip in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that in 1988.
I don't know.
Good travel agent.
But I mean, people went to that place.
I know they did.
People went.
Have been flying international for a long time. But
obviously you got to go to, I mean,
travel agent,
call them up, stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do they
still have travel agents?
Mm-hmm.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just Google it.
I don't know.
Sorry, no, my bad. I'm not trying to steal jobs.
No, dude, I'm telling you now. I'm glad I have my wife, because my wife is good
you're
at all
to a
that.
Travel agent.
Pretty much married to one. But I used to have one before I met my wife. That's the greatest thing ever, dude.
Really?
Just tell them when you want to go.
Okay.
They go ahead and hook it all up, and you go about your business.
Good. I'm glad that those still exist. Hey, speaking of wives, shout out to mine.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my girl.
My beautiful, beautiful wife. She's off for the couple days, too, which is great. So we're going to dinner tonight.
You got your nice shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got your good shirt on.
I'm a cool shirt guy now.
I see that.
No more, I mean, T-shirts, sure, sometimes, but I don't know.
Yeah, so, I like it.
Yeah, I'm evolving in my 40s.
It's funny because we know each other so well. I came in, I saw the shirt, I was like, what you got going on today, dog?
But I could have gone home and changed.
Yeah.
That's a shirt that's new and I like, so I wanted to wear it.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot of new shirts.
I'm glad, dude. I mean, use some of that... rating. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm letting the success go to my head.
You know what I'm saying?
And my shirts. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's hear the game-winning touchdown run from Trevor Lawrence last night as he fell down twice and still got in.
Trevor under center. He slipped and he fell down. Trevor fell down
twice.
On the play.
Twice.
Now he's going to try and run in. He ran it in! Touchdown! He got up! He fell down to the flag in the end zone! It's against Kansas City! Trevor Lawrence ran it in! Touchdown!
What an unbelievable play. I have a soft spot for Jacksonville because I used to go, because my man Big Stroud was there, so he used to do a lot of community stuff, so he's always a lot of Duval, to do a lot of work in the community, hanging with the kids. It's obviously being around the players.
So that's a good reason. Yeah. I have a soft spot for him, too, and I have no idea
I don't know why. But I think that's why, because I was spending
a
whole lot of time up there.
That's a really good reason.
Up there when I was in Miami with Big Stroud and them. So, and I always love their fans, love the Duval.
Yeah.
Silver Fox, one of the best shakes I've ever been to.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's the soft spot. We found it. I don't know. I just always, you know, as a couple guys who live in a city and talk about a team that lets its fans down sometimes. It's nice when teams that also do that do well. Because you can tell in the voice of that play-by-play guy that he's been through some stuff, you know? Like, it's nice to have something nice in Jacksonville. They're 4-1, they're 3-0 at home, and they got a lot of really exciting players. If they can put it together, who knows? They win last night. Chiefs got a lot of stuff going wrong, man. They make a lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties. You know, Patrick Mahomes, save us in the clutch, isn't doing what it used to. Even though they did score with, like, 2 minutes left last night, like, they did have the lead with an opportunity to win that game.
They did.
Bucker kicks it out of bounds. Couple penalties got them down there.
That was pass interference.
Couple nice throws.
If they wouldn't have called that.
That would have been last year.
Yes.
All right, let's hear from Ja'Marr Chase, who is understandably not having a great time in Cincinnati.
I think it's just a tough task when everybody know what the hell we doing, you know what I'm saying? So maybe we got to work harder, get the ball to us. We got to work harder as a unit and make it look easier for Jake.
Yeah, man. We're talking because I had wrote that down. He had three tackles in the game.
He really?
Yes, he had three picks, and Jamar had three tackles, which is just
it's like a Julio game.
Yeah, and it says Zach Taylor says he's going to remain the play caller, considering a quarterback change. A quarterback change to who?
Right. And the plays aren't the problem. It's the quarterback.
But no, I'm
Zach
saying.
Zach Taylor
like,
could call whatever.
Who the hell is the backup?
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm saying, but they're coming up with solutions that aren't really solutions.
Yes.
Zach Taylor doesn't need to stop calling plays.
No, he doesn't.
They don't. That guy is Jake Browning's playing quarterback.
He's awful.
It doesn't matter.
He's awful. They're 2-3 right now. They need to figure out a way to call the Giants.
Brett Rippin.
Wow. Oh, God. Don't mind. Anyway, no better. Didn't he go to Washington, too?
No, he went to Boise State.
Okay.
His uncle went to Washington State?
Yeah, the guy who went Super Bowl
for the Redskins.
Yeah. But no, call Jameis and call the Giants. Get somebody in there, man. When's their bye week? Because that could be a time when they need to make the quarterback change.
Yeah, that's what they need.
But they head down fast.
That's what we all need. That's what everybody needs. Jameis starting.
Mike McDaniel says owner Stephen Ross is really frustrated. Did you hear his press conference?
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, dog. Mike couldn't get out a word or phrase, a sentence for 30 seconds. He knows he's asked about to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His press conferences tend to be unusual anyway.
Yeah.
When he's confident.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're bad.
They're bad.
They're bad.
They're a bad team. Here's Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, who had an incident on the sideline with a player, talking about that.
I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today.
Dude.
That's a tough.
You don't put your hands on players.
Yeah.
You just don't do it. And he was very upset, rightfully so. And you go back and look at it. It looked like it was a touchdown. Really? They called it a touchdown on the field. But I think, yeah, you don't. And the one thing about it is how strong is his relationship with his players? Because I'm telling you right now, if it's not strong, and they've been losing, so that could also have something to do with, you know, hinder confidence and all those things, you'll lose your team so fast by that. You don't put your hands on no player, dude. I know he had the ultimate blank up, but, yeah. He was mad too, and that's why I remember I said it yesterday. And he did. It looked like he hit him.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. You were kidding.
It looked like he hit him.
Yeah, that's.
But yeah, you don't put your hands on the players. The players don't put your hands on the coaches.
The Chargers put Omarion Hampton on IR, so he's going to miss 4 weeks. They already were struggling with the run game anyway.
And they lost Najee.
That's tough, man.
Two linemen. I mean, man. They are. It's just something. I don't know. Just
something
fake
about
it,
the Chargers.
Something about them. It never, because the thing about it, Buck, it never fails.
Every year.
Yep. Yeah. It never damn fails. So
Saquon Barkley has general soreness.
Yeah, but running back.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, he's a running back, and they got a short week.
Oh, right. Yeah, they played Thursday.
Yeah, they got a short week. They I think that's all that is right
like
there.
Most guys in the NFL, five games in, probably have general
Hell
soreness.
Yeah, but they got to figure something out.
Now they got the Giants. It's a good team to play.
Oh, God. They're awful, too.
Don't lose to the Giants.
Yeah. I mean,
if they lose to the Giants, things are real bad.
Things are real bad. Somebody's getting fired. Somebody's getting play calls taken away from them and all that other good stuff, man. Want your Thanksgiving week to get started off with some golf for a great cause and join Sports Radio 99 again. Third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing coming on Monday, November 20th.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Before that, Eagle Watch Golf Club up in Woodstock. Make sure you guys go and sign up. Go over to our page, 929thegame.com, and click on the events link. But do it now, because the foursomes are going quickly.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner.
It is benefiting Pets for Vets.
It's a great cause. Awesome. Great event. We've had a really fun time up there. We'll be up there again this year. College football corner coming up next. We'll start looking ahead to some of the games this weekend, but still plenty to discuss from what went down this past weekend as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.